Dave Haxtell from the Philadelphia Flyers. You've got the one of the stars of the week, and Steve Mason, and you in sweeping both games on the weekend. Congratulations. Who's your best defenseman right now?
I don't know. I think we're still a group that, you know, we're kind of doing it by committee every night. I think you could probably put that tag on a different guy, but you know, on the nights where we're solid, you know, it's the group of six back there. I think the guy that gets a lot of attention, obviously, is a young guy, Ivan Provorov, right now. He's doing a good job, and as you know, he had a good weekend for us. But like I said, it's by committee back there for us.
Yeah, Provorov, two goals on Saturday, certainly the case. And I'm wondering, Dave, a very successful first year, which quite often is the most difficult one to get under your belt, and a year of reflection between maybe what surprised you or what the differences were coaching NHL, NCAA. When you look back, what maybe caught your eye?
There's so many little things. You know, it's not the obvious things that really, you know, jump out at you. Obviously, you know, scheduling, number of games, completely, you know, a different level. Those are the obvious things. But, you know, for me last year, it was a new experience every day. Some of the details that you have to figure out as you go through something for the first time. And it was challenging, but, you know, I said it all the time. I mean, I'm fortunate here to have, you know, guys that have played in the league and coached in the league that are around me, you know, that helped me get through the first year.
And some good players. Wayne Simmonds tearing it up. I love watching this guy play. I think any team would love to have a player like him. What makes, you know, his power forward game is one of the best in the league? And what makes him so good for your group?
I mean, what you see is what you get every night. I mean, you got a guy that, I think around the league he's not only respected, but, you know, maybe in some cases even, you know, he's got that edge. So he brings a little fear because of, you know, the toughness that he brings to the ice every night. But he's a full 200-foot player. Great at net front on the power play. You know, on the other side of things, specialty teams-wise, he's become one of our top four penalty killers, and he takes a ton of pride in that. And then, you know, in terms of his five-on-five game, I mean, he's reliable in every area and just such a fierce competitor and very, you know, very quietly become, you know, one of our main leaders that guys look to in any different situation.
You know, they know a veteran like Wayne Simmonds. What Travis Konecny talk about a guy that, what's that? Is that your question?
No.
Oh,
that was mine. That was my question.
Oh, was your question next?
Okay.
Crushing it.
We're a smooth operation on this radio show.
I didn't push the buzzer to talk. Good. Sorry. But a guy that's caught a lot of people by surprise. And I mean, last year, Gostisbehere was that kind of guy. When you find someone that you think can assimilate to the NHL quickly, I mean, why has it gone that way for him this year?
For Konecny?
Yeah.
He's a dynamic talent. And again, I think it always comes back to, you know, I mean, he's got outstanding raw ability. He's very, very competitive. But, you know, he's a young man that he carries himself pretty well. And I think having that presence, you know, to be able to handle things on a day-to-day basis, and it's obviously very early in his career. We're only a couple of months in. But he handles, you know, the ups and the downs very well. You know, he's a guy that on the ice, he wants to make a difference every shift. You know, he wants to go out and make a play. I love the confidence that he has in doing that, but he's also smart enough, to really study his game. And, you know, as you know, for a young player, I mean, there's so many little details, that, you know, if you want to pick his game apart each night, there's a lot of things that are going to grow in his game, and he's going to become a much more mature player. But in the meantime, like I said, he shows up and he competes hard and he plays with confidence every night. And those are things that that we love to see in a young player as he grows and develops into a complete player.
I just remember that when the Flyers pick came up a couple of years ago and they announced his name, it's just they seem to go together, Konecny and the Philadelphia Flyers. Before we let you go, just there's been a change in the league this year, a lot more with these monitors on the bench and going to video review and things like that. And it's like every time a goal is scored, they show the goal, the coach that had the goal scored on his team, and everybody's looking down. Is that the first thing you do is go to your monitor?
Well, the first thing you got to, on every goal that's scored or every play, the first thing, you don't have a whole lot of time. So number one, you want, you're asking your video replay guy to replay the goal at net front. So you're looking to make sure there's no goalie interference. Then the next question goes to, the entry. Is there an offside? Is there anything that's close? And you don't have a whole lot of time to do it. So automatically, the first thing that you go to is to that monitor. In most cases, I shouldn't say automatically. Some are obvious. You don't need to look at it. But in most cases, you're going to go and make sure you do your due diligence and watch those plays. So, I'm the same as you. Watch a lot of games, and the first thing you see is TV camera goes to the bench. Coach and coaching staff are staring at their toes at the monitor. I guess that's just the nature of it right now.
Players must love it because they're not getting yelled at as fast.
Only problem is the detail is right there. So
true.
Good.
Look at this. Great weekend for you. Good job. And we'll chat very soon. But thanks for coming on.
You got it. Anytime. Thank you.